Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning London time on Monday, the 18th of March. There is a positive pontification of central bank decisions this week. The US Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Swiss National Bank, and the Bank of Japan are the leading examples. These allow opportunities for policymakers to try and shape the guidance that they wish to offer the financial markets. The competence of that guidance is quite likely to range from the articulate to the less than helpful. Overall, this set of meetings may well mark a shift in the phony war that has been fought between markets and central banks over the timing of rate reductions. This is not the end, nor the beginning of the end, but the end of the beginning. The next move in rates is obviously down, and with underlying disinflation forces in a pretty robust state, that move to ease should come at some point in the second quarter for many central banks. The meetings this week should prepare for that. We're done with the trivial speculation and move on to deeper questions as to the pace of the easing. The central argument for rate cuts remains the same. As inflation pressures continue to abate, and as market forces in particular put downwards pressure on the pace of price increases, to leave rates unchanged is to tighten monetary policy. There are few economies in the world where any economist could make a reasonable case that growth should be choked off any more aggressively than is currently the case. Rate cuts must not be considered a form of stimulus. They are not likely to be stimulants at all. What we are going to experience is an antidepressant measure designed to keep the pace of growth more or less stable. The exception, obviously, is the Bank of Japan. The great negative interest rate experiment seems likely to conclude, and it may very possibly conclude this week. Negative interest rates are supposed to be an incentive to get money out into the wider economy. Less saving and more spending, fueled by credit, encourages economic growth. This might well be the initial reaction to a negative rate policy. Negative rates are a shock and stimulate people to contemplate how cheap money has become. However, over time, the effect seems to act less like a stimulus and more like a tax on the banking system and large savers. Like any tax, this is a distortion and generally a constraint on economic activity. The Bank of Japan may choose to end negative rates, but then may well keep the policy rate very low. Low rates, especially if there's an expectation that rates will stay low for some time, may well then act as an economic stimulus rather than a tax. The ECB is not deciding policy this week. There will be final consumer price inflation data for the euro area for the month of February released today, but this is generally a fairly academic piece of information. There is rarely much difference from the flash estimate, and the regional numbers have all been published. Surprises, at least surprises of any scale, are extremely unlikely. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.